Wilfred. In general, pride is at the bottom of all great mistakes. Stephen H. Kugler.
Ugh, must be 90 degrees in here. Turn on your air conditioning.
Wish I could. It's broken. Oh, I guess it's fixed now. That's so weird.
Okay. You owe me $60 for Aunt Cindy's birthday present.
$60?
Are you having money problems?
No. Just waiting for funds to clear.
Brian, you know that if you need any help, all you have to do is ask. But you do have to ask.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Come on, let's just get this over with. How much?
I don't need your money.
Okay. Just call me when you get desperate enough, assuming your phone isn't broken.
Bitch!
Ryan quickly turns off the aircon, then goes to the basement and finds Wilfred smoking whilst laboriously humping a giant teddy.
Oh, hi, mate.
I'm going to the mall to get some free AC.
Sounds like a plan. I'll just finish up here. Close your eye, bet. Oh, that feels so good. What do you mean it wasn't real? Oh, what, we're having a little cry now, are we? Oh, come on, Bear. Don't be like that.
You realize what you're doing here is ridiculous, right?
Let's just get out of here before the waterworks start up again. I don't know, Ryan. Sometimes I get the feeling maybe Bear isn't the one.
Maybe you need to spice things up. Take Bear to a nice restaurant.
You think?
No. It's a semen-drenched teddy bear. I've got bigger things to worry about. I pretty much burned through my savings. Might have to get a job. Hey!
Jobs are for immigrants. Why didn't you tell me you were short, mate? What's mine is yours. Do you forget what we did last night?
It's Monopoly. It's not real money. How many times do I have to tell you that?
One more times.
It's not real money.
Shit!
And I was winning until you punched me, grabbed the money, tipped over the table and ran.
Keeps a gangster, Ryan. You knew that about me before we set up the board.
If I don't get a job, I'm gonna have to ask Kristen for money. There's no way in hell I'm doing that.
That's just stubborn pride. She's your sister, mate. She loves you. Bleed the bitch dry.
I'm not asking for help. It's too humiliating. There must be an easier way.
There is.
What the hell?
Now we sue.
I'm so sorry. My dog jumped over my seat.
You are a horrible driver. Just give me your insurance card.
Wilfred walks around the other side of the woman's car and spots a large giraffe teddy in the back. He checks his breath, puts his hand on his bum and smells his fingers, then casually leans by the open window.
Well, hello there. Nice box.
Between insurance policies? What the hell does that mean?
Well, I thought maybe we could work something
out. Shut up. Here's what's going to happen. My assistant's going to get an estimate on this, and you are going to show up at my office today at exactly 6:15. And you be there with your checkbook, or I'll call the cops, drag you to court, and sue your nuts off. You are lucky I'm such a nice person.
Wait, Rafi, give us your digits. Are you on Facebook?
Are you insane? But thanks to you, I'm gonna have to pay that woman thousands of dollars.
And thanks to you, I'm going to town on the deepest throat in the stuffed animal kingdom. Now that I've met Rafi, how can I go back to Bear? I mean, sure, Bear put me through obedience school, but does that mean I have to be unhappy for the rest of my life?
If you couldn't see the decline of aluminum futures coming, you're a goddamn mental midget! You're done, Michael! Go upstairs, clean out your desk, and make it fast! You, Crash Boy, inside.
You brought your dog. Classy.
Sorry, I'm watching him for a friend.
What? Oh, I have had him all week. You know, you think you'd want your child for the weekend. At least your girlfriend will have someone to watch Thomas the Tank Engine with.
$4,800? Oh, there's no way I can afford this.
Single mom. Lonely. Vulnerable. Perhaps you have something that's worth more to her than money.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about lovemaking so passionate she wakes up the next morning with a limp.
Just keep out of this.
You know what, Graham? Forget it. I'll tell him that you're dead.
I'm sorry, it's been one of those weeks. I've had weeks like that. Months, actually. But those things are temporary. You're an attractive, successful woman.
Just write the check and get out.
Beth, like every woman, is a delicate flower. She may say she wants your money, but what she really needs is nurturing, tenderness, and a nasty sex limp.
Ryan hands her the rose.
Thank you. Did you really mean what you said? You find me attractive?
Well, yes, of course.
Oh, bullshit. You probably think I'm a total bitch. But believe me, when I'm not in this office or in a car accident, I am actually a very nice person.
So are you.
Ask her out to dinner.
Dinner?
Oh my God, what a lovely idea. How about this Saturday night?
She writes something down.
My place.
When she turns round, Wilfred smacks her bottom.
Oh. Oh.
At home, Ryan's putting on a tie in front of a mirror.
Take it easy. I'm just going to Beth's for dinner and to work out a reasonable payment plan.
Nonsense, my dear boy. As a nobleman once said, you can't have dinner without inner, as in get up, inner.
What is that? That voice? What is that?
What voice? My dear boy.
Cut the crap. You may have shampooed and parted your hair to the side, but you're still the same old Wilfred. All you care about is humping that little kid's giraffe.
Why, Ryan, what a villain you paint me as. It's elementary. Beth gets serviced, the debt gets wiped, and the giraffe gets a proper buggering. All win.
I'm not going to put out just to erase a debt.
Nicely done, Ryan. You make the easy way out sound like a bloody curse. Okay, then, we won't go. Just call your sister and ask for the money. Look, there's no shame in admitting you need help. Swallow your pride, pick up the phone, and this whole situation disappears.
No, it's not an option.
Then go to her, Ryan. Go to Beth as I shall go to Ravi. Let us walk together towards our destinies, bravely, sexually.
Fine, I'll go to dinner. But only if you stop talking, my dad.
Deal. My dear boy.
So you really didn't have to go to all this trouble.
Oh, well, I usually order in, but tonight I wanted to do something special. So I had my assistant whip up a home-cooked meal. It's not often I have such charming company.
So, hey, listen, about the money I owe you, I was
Ryan,
thinking...
I talk about money all day long, please. Let's not spoil a beautiful dinner.
Wilfred's with Raffi.
I don't know. I guess since then I've devoted my life to chasing dreams, be they in the form of cars or other. I think a life lived with passion is a life well lived. But enough about me. What makes Raffi tick?
Hey, do you mind? We're having a conversation here, you adorable little piece of shit.
You know what I like about you, Ryan? You're not afraid to go after what you want. I like an aggressive man. It makes me feel so small and vulnerable. Like a little bunny. A bad little bunny.
So, 4,800 divided by 24
Ryan,
months is...
Ryan, I told you, no more talk about money. I'm sure we can work something out later. Once Tyler goes to sleep. And besides, little Betty Bunny just got a bazillion.
What are you doing with this little boy? What you need is a real man. A man with hair on his chest, and his back, and his ass, and his neck, and his forehead. A man who can afford the finer things in life.
Tyler, sweetie, ready for bed?
What? No. You're not tired, are you, buddy? What do you say we play a game?
Games suck.
Don't be rude. He's very tired. He'll be asleep any second.
Wait. Tyler hasn't had his dessert yet.
He doesn't need any dessert. Look at his tits.
Ryan, can I talk to you alone for a minute?
Excuse me, just...
What are you doing? No one gets laid while that kid's awake.
Exactly.
Be right back.
Finally. I thought that precocious little beaver dam would never break.
I can't do this. I can't make love to someone I'm not connected to. This is so humiliating.
More humiliating than asking your sister for help? Dude, check out the look Raffy's given me. Girl is a freak.
Beth kisses Ryan. Then in the bedroom, she rips open his shirt and shoves him backwards onto the bed. Downstairs, Wilfred snogs Raffy and kisses his long neck, while Beth pulls helpless Ryan's trousers off. Standing behind the giraffe, Wilfred bends its head all the way back so that it's in his groin. Then he shags it on his lap. Ryan looks terrified as Beth lies on him and kisses his chest. Raffy's big, wide plastic eyes stare silently ahead as Wilfred licks its bum. Then Beth's pushing Ryan's head down between her legs.
Can we slow things down?
Widow Bunny likes it down there.
I know, but we're moving a little...
Yeah, maybe I didn't make myself clear. Little Bunny wants cunnilingus performed on her because it's the only way Little Bunny can achieve orgasm.
I need to pee. Before we get started.
Wash your hands.
Wilfred's outside the bathroom.
Ryan,
what are you doing?
Same thing you're doing, except all over that little brat's big wheel.
We have to get out of here.
Are you kidding me? This is the best sex I've ever had. For a gal who's never been out of the box, Raffy really thinks outside of the box.
I'm freaking out. Beth wants me to, you know.
Oh, I see. A little yodeling in the old canyon, eh?
I just don't think I can.
Well, you should have thought of that before you crashed into a car.
Me? It was...
You think Beth's going to let you off the hook if you don't get back in there and give her what she wants?
Well, no, but...
He hands Ryan his spliff.
That's really strong.
That'll do the trick. Now pull yourself together. You're a cornered animal. You have a choice to make. It's eat or be eaten. Find the animal within.
Wilfred's still peeing.
God damn, this must be some kind of record. I'm an idiot for not timing this.
Ryan goes back to the bedroom, where Beth's asleep.
Oh, thank God.
He walks quietly to the end of the bed and lies down behind her. He pulls the covers over himself and lies with his back to her. Wilfred's snuggling up with Raffy in Tyler's bed. Next day.
Morning.
Morning, Tyler.
Morning. Eggs?
Actually, I should be going.
Oh, I guess you had enough to eat last night, huh? Did you enjoy your little midnight snack?
I want more cereal.
Tyler, go to your room.
What do you mean? Midnight snack.
You know, when you woke me up with that thing you did. To my rabbit hole.
That thing I did?
It was like there was an animal down there.
Confused, Ryan looks across at Wilfred, who winks at him. Back at the house, Wilfred's with Bear.
So we're at the bowling alley last night, shit-faced, and one of Ryan's mates puts a call up for spastic bowling. So Ryan, I didn't think he'd do this. He starts throwing the ball over, making palsy faces and shit. I didn't agree with that, actually. I told you, after bowling, we smoked Hong Kongs on the beach with some homeless pricks. What's with the third degree?
May I speak with you? Privately?
Well, anything you can say to me, say in front of Bear.
Okay, so last night at Beth's...
Whoa, let's take it upstairs. Not cool, dude.
You said I could say anything. I assumed it was an open relationship.
It is, but Bear doesn't know that.
Look, this morning, Beth implied that there may have been a certain act performed last night, and I don't remember participating in that act.
You were stoned out of your mind, Ryan. Perhaps you found the animal within.
Or perhaps you snuck into the bedroom while we were asleep.
I don't have time to argue about what did who. I have to rest up before tonight's encore performance with Raffy.
Oh, no, that was a one-night-only deal. Look, I just want to forget this whole thing ever happened.
But Raffy and I were gonna...
No!
As you wish, Ryan. We'll just stay in and play Monopoly again. or battleship.
You cheat at that too.
Battleships change locations in the middle of a war, Ryan. It's what they were designed to do.
Ryan's lying in the small paddling pool, fanning himself. He answers his ringing phone.
Hello?
Yes.
Beth?
The answer is yes. I got the flowers you sent.
Sent you flowers?
And I loved the card. Beth, you were amazing. Looking forward to an encore performance tonight.
I didn't realize this
was going to be an ongoing thing. It's quite a surprise.
Yes, it is.
Come by the house tonight after 9.
Tyler should be asleep by then, but Widow Bunny will be wide awake.
Inside, Wilfred's watching two giraffes shagging on the laptop.
Dude! Ever heard of knocking?
Flowers? You sent her flowers? I was home free!
Okay, I'll admit I betrayed you. But in my defense, I really, really want to have sex with Raffy again. So it's one of those arguments where neither of us is right, neither of us is wrong. We're both kind of swimming in gray area.
This ends tonight. It's about time I take control of this situation.
Oh, Beth, please. There's something I need to tell you.
Look, I think you're a terrific lady, but I don't see us having a future together. Any sort of future.
I see.
And if that means that I have to pay for the accident, then...
No, it was a tacit agreement. I suppose you have some contract you'd like me to sign?
Well, I used to be a lawyer. This absolves me of any costs in relation to the accident.
Just give me the pen. Although, since this is now technically a business transaction, I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't negotiate a little signing bonus. Ding, ding, round two.
In bed now, Ryan reluctantly goes down under the sheet while Beth lies back with a grin, which becomes an unsatisfied frown.
That's nice, but that's not what you did last night.
What do you mean?
White bunny. Wong hole. What, is something wrong? You know what, maybe you should just get your checkbook.
No. I think part of what made last night so exciting was that you were asleep. Maybe I could wake you up again.
Oh, suddenly I feel very sleepy.
Ryan jumps out of bed again.
Wash your hands!
Wilfred's got his hands tied and is wearing a zipped leather face mask.
Ryan, I'm in over my head. Turns out Raffy wasn't fresh out of the box. She was returned.
Beth wants a repeat of last night. I need your help.
All right, I'll help you, Ryan. I'll do anything for you. But first you need to help me. Raffy wants to cuckold me.
What?
It's a form of sexual degradation whereby I'm forced to watch as she is ravaged by someone else, a lesser physically inadequate lover. She asked for you specifically.
You want me to have sex with a stuffed giraffe?
I want has nothing to do with it. Do you need my help or not?
Ryan's standing behind Raffy.
I can't do this.
Please, Ryan, this is hard enough for me as it
is. This is insane!
Just screw the giraffe!
Oh, why am I doing this?
So you don't have to call your sister and be humiliated!
He crouches down and holds its neck.
What are you doing? Mom!
I'm gonna ask Kristen for help.
I think so, mate. I'm getting too old for this shit. I'm thinking it might be time for me to settle down and make a commitment. I'm not young anymore. I'm 7 and a half. Besides, I need more of a spiritual connection these days. Something like what I've got with Bear.
Ah, bloody hell! Teeth, Bear, teeth!
He's put Bear in a giraffe outfit.
Think I got you here. Okay, it's Colonel Mustard in the study with the wrench.
Nope.
He throws the board and punches Ryan.
Oh! I won.
I told you that scene with the stuffed giraffe would haunt you. As Andy McRae says, never let Wilfred in the zoo, especially the shop. Brilliant. And on Facebook, another Andy says, Wilfred totally pulled that giraffe. Well, he did something to it. I wouldn't want to go into it. And Billy says, Wilfred reminds me of a younger animal version of me. Hello, Billy. Thanks for all your comments tonight. You can still type away at the BBC Three website, rather, our Facebook page or Twitter. Family Guy Double, up next.